From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. In a moment, Dr. Joel Wallach joins us, our partner, our sponsor of the program, as we talk about yourcriticalhealthnews.com next. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with you with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, a website you should go to often. Here's that toll-free number that you should write down and call because people are there to help you at 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Our partners, our sponsors, and they've been with our program for a couple of years now, Joel. I can't believe how fast the time has gone, Doc.
Well, George, thank you so much for supporting what we do, and time does go fast when you're helping millions of people every day, so I'm very proud of you.
I have never seen a night where I've gotten so many emails to pass on to you. We'll go through some of them later, and we'll take calls, of course, pretty soon on the program. But my gosh, you've been traveling all over the country, I hear.
Absolutely, and my travels are getting more and more and more because of the failure of the Affordable Health Care Act. Right now I'm calling you from Canada.
Our neighbors to the north.
Exactly.
Well, let me tell you something. Canadian folks, and I know many of them, are really health conscious.
Oh, absolutely, and of course, they get free medical care, and the medical doctors up here in Canada always say, well, Wally, Why are Canadian patients going to you? I said, well, because just because they're getting free care doesn't mean it's good care. Just because you're getting free care doesn't mean it's correct.
That's true.
So, yeah, the individual patients learn that with the exception of antibiotics, which can cure bacterial disease, like everything from syphilis and Lyme's disease and staph and strep and bacterial pneumonia and so forth, those are the only pharmaceuticals that cure things are antibiotics. All other pharmaceuticals, George, only treat symptoms. They're purposely designed to treat symptoms as opposed to curing the disease. And so people realize that, and they say, well, gosh, I've been taking the same drugs for 20 years. I'm gradually getting worse. I'm not in pain anymore. But the disease, and the complications are getting worse and worse and worse. And that's because the pharmaceuticals do not deal with the basic root cause of the disease.
I would rather supplement 100 times before I have to take a pharmaceutical. And I know some of these medicines are probably pretty good for people, and they help them, but I'd rather go natural if I could, Doc.
Well, you're exactly right. And, of course, the medical system has failed us terribly. We spend more money for health care, George, than all the other nations in the world combined each year. There's 207 nations registered in the United Nations. We Americans spend more money each year than all of them combined, and we only rank 43rd in longevity and health. There's 42 other nations whose people live longer than us and are healthier than us. Our children are the first generation of Americans that will not live as long as their parents. The number three cause of death in America, according to Johns Hopkins School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland, they just came out in 2015 and said the number three cause of death in America each year is mistakes in hospitals that kill 251,000 Americans every year.
Jeez.
251,000 Americans are killed each year by simple medical mistakes in hospitals. What would happen if a fast food restaurant were to kill 251,000 people?
Oh, they'd be shut down.
Well, yeah. But the doctors get a walk, and so this is why you and I do what we do, to get the truth to the people so they can take care of themselves. They're much safer. And we teach them how to deal with the problem, and so they can get rid of their disease and get rid of it. And this is why so many people come to us. And I cannot thank you enough for allowing us to bring the message to the public. And as you point out, it's not just America. This is the world. We deal now with over 50 countries, actually have warehouses and offices in 22 countries. And it is like crazy. It's growing like crazy because of the needs of the people of the world.
I saw a video today on television, Doc, of some third world areas with little children. And, they were looking for donations. Do the people in those third world countries, do they supplement at all?
They're not conscious of it, but they do supplement. In fact, according to the National Geographic, the top 20 countries or cultures, countries and our cultures, of the world that live the longest, 19 of the 20 are third world cultures. They don't have health insurance. They don't have hospital. They have nothing. But they don't have electricity. And so they're still using wood for fuel. And the wood ashes they throw into the gardens every morning as a fertilizer. Well, wood ashes, as it turns out, are not ashes. George, wood ashes are really just minerals that are left when you burn the wood from the tree, and the tree sucked these minerals out of the ground. You throw these minerals in the garden, the carrots and the potatoes and beets and squash and peas and beans suck all these minerals out of the ground. People eat those foods that are supplemented with the wood ashes, which are really minerals, and they get the minerals that way. Plants really need three elements from the soil, but they'll suck up anything, good or bad.
Let me read a couple. Go ahead, Doc.
Go ahead. No.
I'll read a couple emails here for you, too.
Okay.
Jay wants to know, what about drinking distilled water, good or bad?
Bad.
Really? How come?
Yeah. Well, distilled water is called hungry water. When you take all the stuff out of it, and it's just pure 100% water, it will suck the minerals out of you and cause mineral deficiency diseases. So there's good things about distilled water, because especially if you live in a place where the water is contaminated, or you're using well water, could be contaminated, or tap water, which has all kinds of nasty stuff in it. And you distill your water, put 1 ounce of our liquid longevity minerals in there, the plant minerals, or plant-derived minerals, 1 ounce per quart of distilled water, and it makes it safe, plus you get the minerals.
You got to get those minerals, don't you?
Yes, sir. Well, they make up 2/3 of the 90 essential nutrients. 60 of the 90 are minerals. Plants only need 3. All vertebrates, including human beings, need 60. So you could be 57 short and eat organic, because organic doesn't mean anything about the nutritional value of the food. It just means there's no sprays or pesticides or chemicals in the food, which is a good thing. Organic is good. But don't think you're getting more nutrition in organically grown food. Organic foods are safer from the standpoint it has lower amounts of pesticides and chemicals in them, because some of these chemicals last 100 years, 1,000 years. And to be certified organic, you only need to be able to prove that you didn't use sprays in that field for 3 years. So there could be stuff in there from 100 years ago, like lead arsenate, which was a pesticide they used in archers many years ago.
Sure. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number where there are humans there that they've staffed to help you out as well, especially if you don't get on to talk with the doc on the program tonight. 1-855-949-7234. We have this email in from Sybil, and she says, I listen to Coast all the time for years. Love Doc Wallach. I'm 56, 5'6", 137 pounds. I've got good blood pressure. I've done it all. I take the 90 for life and everything else, but I still have high glucose readings between 130 and 160 after fasting. Is that high or is that normal?
That's high. That's kind of right there at the diabetes, type 2 diabetes level.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. And so what I would do for her, make sure the Sybil, right? That's her name?
Sybil, yep.
And Sybil is getting rid of all the bad things, which include fried foods and processed meats and oils and glutens. You get rid of glutens, it'll increase the absorption of the nutrients. And then I would add, in addition to the 90 she's taking, George, I would throw in what we call the sweeties. I would take 3 of those sweeties twice a day. It'll be 2 bottles a month. And they're going to support healthy blood sugar, and they're going to support healthy sugar and carbohydrate metabolism at the cellular level. And here's the beauty of this. If she were to go to a doctor and do something, oh, my gosh, test and test and test, more drugs and more drugs and more drugs, which have complications. But with this little program, she can control what's going on here, and she can look at the results. And by manipulating her diet and taking the extra supplements, which are called the secret sauces, when you need to add a little bit of extra of something, we have like secret sauces for over 900 different diseases. And, of course, I would add 3 of the sweeties capsules twice a day. That'll be 2 bottles a month. And she can test her blood sugar every morning. And guess what? It should drop unless she's not absorbing it. She may be cross-contaminated and getting gluten from someplace, from dog food, a spouse, or a roommate. And so she really needs to make sure there's no gluten in her life so that she can maximize her absorption.
Doc, when you're out in public these days, do people recognize you or do they know the name and what do they say to you?
Well, it's kind of funny. I go through the airports now and people run up to me and hug me and, you know, and scream, Dr. Wallach, Dr. Wallach, and everybody looks around, Dr. Is it so? You know, I go through the airport and I'll get 8, 10, 12, 15, 20 people
That's
surrounding
great.
Me. And wasn't too long ago, a couple of months ago, I got on a plane going from Atlanta, Georgia to, I think it was going to Mississippi. And I get on the plane, and the flight attendant runs up and hugs me and kisses me on the cheek. And she says, Dr. Wallach, Dr. Wallach. And she's so excited. And I said, well, is it my birthday or what's going on here? Did I hit a million miles again? And she says, no, you helped my sister lose 300 pounds. I've lost 60 pounds.
Wow.
And everybody in the plane stood up and applauded, and everything was quite cute.
That is cool.
And so people are recognizing me, and thank you so much because it helps get the message out there.
Daniel from New York writes, okay, what else is an alternative to eating all these eggs because I don't like to eat eggs? What's he do?
Okay, what he should do is put the eggs in a smoothie. And then he won't be eating eggs. He'll be...
It's almost like yogurt. Isn't yogurt made with eggs?
No.
No, it's not. Okay. Custard is. Custard is.
Custard is, yeah.
Custard is.
But he can put eggs in a smoothie, which could be a mixture of fruit juices and milk and yogurt and all that kind of stuff put together, and throw 3 or 4 eggs in there twice a day. But, in fact, I'm probably going to sue the FDA again.
Oh, no, not again. You're going to use Jonathan again, Emord?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he's the best.
Because I want cholesterol to be ranked as an essential nutrient, and that'll make it 91 for life as opposed to 90 for life, because cholesterol is required to maintain your brain so you don't get Alzheimer's disease. It gives you the raw materials to make hormones so you don't have low T, ED, menopause at age 30, or adrenal exhaustion. And you cannot make enough cholesterol. You make a little bit, itsy-bitsy amount, but not enough to be what's required for everything to work properly, maintain yourself. And vitamin D3, of course, is the same thing. You get a little bit of vitamin D3 by getting out in the sun. Sun hits your skin, converts the fat under your skin into vitamin D3. And so a lot of people say, well, you know, you can make it. So is it really a vitamin? Is it really an essential nutrient? Because you can make it. But you can't make enough.
That's right.
So vitamin D3 is still considered an essential nutrient orally. And I think we need to do the same thing with cholesterol. And that will get it where it belongs. People should know that this is something you must have in your diet every day. Otherwise, even if you're not taking a statin drug to lower your cholesterol, if you're not getting enough cholesterol in your diet, you're not eating enough eggs or animal fat, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease. And there was a big study in 18 countries, George, just came out last year, 18 countries, 135,000 people, they found out that when people didn't have enough cholesterol from high-fat yogurt and high-fat milk, you know, like a whole milk instead of skim milk, they had a high probability of getting Parkinson's.
That's right. We're going to come back with more with Doc Wallach and your phone calls, criticalhealthnews.com, or make the phone call to the human on the other end at 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're going to take your phone calls this hour and next hour as well with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. There's also a number to call to talk to somebody if you need personal advice, and that's 855-949-7234. We are so pleased to announce tonight that June 9th in Las Vegas, our live stage show at the Silverton Casino. This is exciting. Special guests, all kinds of great people. But more importantly, first live show we're going to do in Vegas. This is exciting. We've teamed up with our affiliate there, KXNT Radio. And full information in the events section at the top of coasttocoastam.com. Remember, June 9th. As a matter of fact, if you're planning a vacation, come to Las Vegas, come to our show, and let's have some fun after that. Silverton Casino in Las Vegas, June 9th. Full information at coasttocoastam.com at the top of the page. Click events. Also, Salt Lake City, March 10th. Scottsdale, April 21st. Plenty of tickets available for both of those events. Everything is at coasttocoastam.com. And we are back with Dr. Joel Wallach and your phone calls as we talk about your health, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Check it out every day. All kinds of great information there. People are becoming more and more aware, Doc, of their health, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Again, the medical system has failed us terribly, and people know that's correct. And they're realizing they can do so many things themselves, and this is where the books of things like Let's Play Doctor teaches people how to make their own diagnosis, give themselves their own physicals. And, you know, for instance, they can give themselves a complete physical for $4.50 by just going to a pharmacy without a prescription, getting the same test strips that doctors will use in their clinic, and charge the insurance company $2,000
for
the physical. And so, and the beauty of it is, when you do it yourself, say like you diagnose diabetes in yourself, it does not get on your permanent record as a pre-existing condition. Your insurance rates won't go up, your deductibles won't go up, and you can deal with it yourself, and it'll go away in 30 days or so, and it's gone. You go to the doctor, and he tests you and finds you positive, gets in your record, he sends the bill to the insurance company, and the first to the next year, your insurance rates go up. So it's best to do these things yourself, and this is why so many people are interested in the Youngevity program, because we teach people how to do these things themselves.
How did Youngevity start? What was the impetus?
Well, basically, I knew 45 years ago, George, that I had something unique, being a veterinarian and a physician and a pathologist and had a degree in agriculture, and I had a different view on health. And as a doctor, I could only see, like all doctors, you can only see like 35 to 50 patients a day, have no impact on the world. And so I had to create a system by which we could leverage my time and leverage my knowledge so millions could be involved every day instead of 35. And so we came up with the concept of the basic program, the Healthy Start Pack, which gives you all the things that all vertebrates, including humans, need every day. And so some of it you can get from your food, but it's never predictable. And so we like to say, take your Healthy Start Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, has all 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And then whatever you get from your food is value added. You can't depend on it. Do that. And then we have what we call the secret sauces for over 900 different diseases. And, you know, people, and you know people, George, that have diabetes, high blood pressure,
sure,
arthritis, back problems, low thyroid. They have all these different problems, kidney failure, liver cirrhosis. And so they'll need like 6 or 8 different secret sauces on top of the basic Healthy Start Pack. And I've had them where they're on 13 prescription drugs for all these diseases, and in 90 days, it's all gone just by taking the 90 plus the secret sauces.
That's amazing.
And it's not on your permanent record.
Take some calls.
So why not do these things yourself? Yeah.
Helen in New York City, welcome to the show. Helen, go ahead.
Yes, I have a question. Does the doctor have any suggestions or approaches for problems in falling asleep and staying asleep? I'm a young elder.
Okay. And you're not sleeping well? You sleep for maybe a half hour, wake up, or that kind of thing?
Sometimes it takes 3 hours to fall asleep, and then it's not for very long.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrating, okay. Doc. That's frustrating.
Yep, it can be frustrating. And here's what I tell people. Number one, your brain and all your systems, which include sleep systems, require the 90 essential nutrients. So the first place to start is get rid of all the bad stuff, which means no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils. That's right, no oils. No olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oils. Get rid of all the inflammatory things. No gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats. You can maximize absorption. Take your 90, take the basic Healthy Start Pack, and that alone is going to give you the basic stuff you need to sleep. Now, some people still need a little extra. We actually have a secret sauce we call Sleep Ease. The word sleep and then dash EZE. Take 3 of those capsules. It's a mixture of herbs that create somnolence. Did I say the word correctly? Somnolence. And it allows you to sleep. And you might only sleep 4 hours. I only sleep 4 hours a night, George.
Anyways, that's right.
Yeah. Because I get so many nutrients, I only sleep 4 hours a night. And people will call me and say, Wallach, you know, I used to sleep 10 hours a day. I took your stuff. Now I roll around for 5 hours. I only sleep 3-4 hours. Well, what's the biggest complaint, George, that busy people have? I don't have enough time.
Right.
So well, get up. If you have time.
4 hours,
you're rolling around for five. Get up. Get on the computer. Use that time, and you'll be way ahead of the game.
People aren't used to that, though. If they wake up at 5 in the morning, they think, I'm stuck awake for 4 hours.
Well, use the time.
Yeah, you're going to have to. Simple as that. Okay, Luann writes that her son has panic attacks. We had a program on that last week, but she wants to know, is there any good news for him? Panic attacks.
Yes, panic attacks, paranoia, PTSD, manic depression, all those kinds of things are caused by nutritional deficiencies of the brain. Again, all tissues, all organs, including the brain, require 90 essential nutrients. And so get rid of all the bad stuff, as we said many times, but take the 90. I would take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which is our biggest hammer in the toolbox, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, divide up the calculated dose, half at breakfast, half at dinner time. And then, again, we have what we call the de-stress capsules. Take three of those twice a day, and this should resolve the problem. Now, these things are very closely related to paranoia. And remember the guy by the name of Steve Paddock, the Vegas shooter?
Yes.
Yeah, and then there was this, a couple of months ago, there was this guy, by the name, his last name was, let's see, Devin Patrick Kelly was his name. He shot up that church in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys had the same nutritional deficiency.
Hmm.
It's actually a nutritional deficiency that causes mass murder.
Anxiety attacks the same as panic attacks?
Yes, exactly. It's just a different name for the same thing. Absolutely. Take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. The nutrients necessary to prevent and reverse those things are in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and it just goes away.
Truck driving in Illinois, first-time caller. We've got Ken with us. Hi, Ken. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hey, thank you for all you do, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate you listening.
Doc, I consider you a warrior angel of the health field. Here's my dilemma. I was first diagnosed with a thing called polycythemia vera, which is a precursor, they say, to leukemia. Now I'm finding out it's they're saying it is a lack of oxygen. My body's doing is producing way too many red blood cells.
And their treatment is to do bloodletting like they did 100 years ago.
Right, that's what they're telling me.
So what they're doing is taking a pint of blood from me every month or every week or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's supposed to make you feel
better.
Let
me ask you a couple of quick questions here.
Sure.
Do you have any history of asthma or bronchitis as a kid or a teenager?
No.
Okay. Do you have any history of any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No. I've been pretty healthy all my life up until not too long ago.
Okay, no high blood pressure, no diabetes, no arthritis?
No, nothing like that. Okay. A little high blood pressure.
Okay, and, well, they kind of go along together, polycythemia vera, high blood pressure. and as you point out, what happens here, your bone marrow makes extra red blood cells. It can also make extra white blood cells. It can also make extra platelets. And that usually happens when you have osteoporosis, and the bone marrow cavity where the cells are that make red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets are. And when you have osteoporosis, this bone marrow cavity fills up with connective tissue, very much like tendon tissue, and squeezes these cells, and they react by overreacting, and you get too many red blood cells. And so I like to treat this problem this way. How much do you weigh, sir?
250.
And how tall are you?
6'3".
Okay. And so you don't have any back problems or joint? Do you have any squat down? Your knees don't pop and crack?
Recently, I started having kind of some achy joints, yeah.
Okay. So you have some musculoskeletal things. You got some maybe little early arthritis, and you have osteoporosis. And do you have any ringing in the ears or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Occupational
tinnitus. It's called tinnitus, and that's actually osteoporosis of the skull. And you're squeezing the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve because of this osteoporosis. Same principle as polycythemia vera. So at 240, 250, whatever it is, I'd go ahead and take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, get two large bottles of Glucogel, take 15 of those a day, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner.
That's a lot of pills, Doc.
Well, it's better than getting, what should I say, blood taken every week.
Yeah, I guess so.
But this won't be forever, okay? Then lastly, we actually acquired a new company about 6 months ago, added to the Youngevity family. It's very famous. It's the Goji Juice Company, okay? And it has a product which I love. It's called MSM, which is a sulfur product, which is just what your bones need. Get a bottle of that MSM. It's a big bottle of tablets, and take three of those twice a day, and watch what happens. In 2 weeks and 4 weeks and 6 weeks, this whole process will stop, and the noise goes away, the ringing in the ears goes away, all this stuff goes away, and you'll be back to normal, and the doctors will be scratching their head, and you won't have to go to the hospital to get blood taken every week anymore.
Okay, and if you miss any of this, call this number, 855-949-7234. Because they understand Doc's regimen and what he's talking about here. How many people call that phone number, Doc? I mean, it's overwhelming sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, it's thousands. It's thousands. And, of course, you have to appreciate, you know, we have acquired, I think it's like 28 companies over the last 12 years that have great products that actually deal with what we deal with. And, again, this is to leverage our time. And we have this all under one umbrella called Youngevity. And we actually were able to open up NASDAQ. We became, you know, we got on the big board.
Oh, yeah, you're a publicly held company now.
Mm-hmm. We were publicly traded. And we opened up the stock market for the year 2018, January 3rd. I mean, what an honor. What an honor to be chosen to be the ones to open up the stock market for 2018. Just really, really overwhelming.
The honor is helping people, too.
And yeah, oh, absolutely.
Got to be rewarding
for
you.
And they actually said, the president of NASDAQ, when he introduced us, he said, well, the reason why we picked Youngevity, of all the companies that really have done great things, we chose Youngevity to open up the stock market for 2018 because they have created a niche. They haven't joined a niche. They have created a niche by helping people prevent and get rid of diseases that doctors think are genetic. They call them pre-existing conditions, and they're really just nutritional deficiencies. And so Youngevity has created this niche, which is going to actually have a positive impact in the world. We're so proud of that.
All right, strange one in from Mark, but he wants to know, and let's help him. He says, how do you clear up toenail fungus?
Ooh. Ooh. not too difficult, actually. So basically, when you have fungus growing on your skin, your toenails, your fingernails, this usually indicates your own immune system is lacking something. It's not 100%. It might only be working at 30%. And it's kind of a red warning light when you get toenail fungus. There's other bad things happening. And so in addition to taking the 90, and if you don't have any other issues, you don't have high blood pressure, diabetes, or arthritis, just take one healthy start pack per 100 pounds of body weight. If you have other issues, then you got to throw in the secret sauces for that. But that's going to give you the raw materials to support your immune system. But also, for the fungus on the toenails, we actually have our colloidal silver. You can put that on before you go to bed at night with a Q-tip. Really paint those nails around the cuticle, paint the entire nail itself. And then during the day, when you put on your socks, when you have to go to the day, use our PureWorks, which is a great skin and nail disinfectant. It kills viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast, and it will take but a couple of months, and that'll all be gone.
Let's go next to Dottie in Abilene, Texas. Dottie, let's get you in here. Go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, Dr. Walker. I wanted to ask you again. I am a dialysis patient. I've been trying to use the diet that you advised me in the past. I'm still on dialysis. They're not taking me off. I'm not having any success.
Okay.
Have you written any article?
There's only two reasons why this program won't work. Number one, you're severely overdosing. or excuse me, underdosing. How much do you weigh?
I'm about 180 pounds.
Oh, and how tall are you?
5'2".
Okay. Yeah, so if you're 180 to a 5'2", you're maybe 60 pounds overweight, 60, 65 pounds overweight. Excuse me. So you need to get rid of all the bad foods, and very important, you need to get rid of gluten because we want to increase the efficiency of absorption. That's the second reason why you might have troubles. Either you're not absorbing or you're underdosing or both. So we've got to get rid of the things that are going to interfere with absorption. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, and no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And then I would go ahead and take 2 Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month, again, the big hammer out of the toolbox. And then the secret sauce for dialysis is the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. I would take 3 of those 3 times a day. It would be 9 a day. There's 3 bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. And they're designed to support healthy blood pressure, but also to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. Now, the reason why people have kidney problems is not because they have kidney problems. It's sort of an oxymoron. When you have kidney failure, there's nothing wrong with your kidneys most often. It's usually the little arteries that carry the dirty blood into the kidneys to be filtered are blocked, and that's why the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets work. Now, we run into people who have not urinated in 10 years.
Jeez.
On dialysis 6 days a week because they have not urinated in 10 years. And so we get them on the program I just suggested to you, and in maybe 6 weeks, 2 months, they'll be urinating again, and in 2 more months, they're off of dialysis completely because we have supported repair of those little blood vessels that carry the dirty blood into the kidneys, and the kidneys begin to work again because there's really nothing wrong with the kidneys.
Hold on, Doc. We're going to take this quick break as we are at the top of the hour. We're going to come back with another hour to go with your calls and Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for help and assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. I'm George Norrie. We'll be back in a moment right here on Coast to Coast AM. Don't touch your dial.